welcome to the Gorghouls.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Sam.
And we are back.
Yep.
I don't even remember what we talked about since the last time.
The Meg.
That's right.
So we hoped you guys enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Was that before or after our contest?
I can't remember. Before. So congrats to the Gore Score podcast for winning our giveaway.
Yay!
Hopefully you've already gotten your stuff.
Yep.
I imagine that you have, but hope you like it.
Yay! It was fun. It was really cool.
Yeah, I enjoy doing it and finding all the stuff. It's pretty easy right now. I don't know what we're going to do in April if we want to do a giveaway.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We could probably just give out stuff from our houses.
Yeah.
They're pretty packed, so.
Yep.
Doesn't really matter.
I'm pretty sure we didn't even miss some stuff, depending on what it was.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so this episode, we're just going to talk about spooky stuff, Halloween, just kind of everything in general. We wanted to get together and do another podcast, but we didn't have, like, an exact topic in mind. So we're going to talk about some upcoming horror movies. Halloween is about to get started here in Florida. Pretty full swing, pretty sure. Like, pretty soon.
Yeah, well, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party's already started.
Really?
Yeah. That's why the Magic Kingdom is decorated.
Oh.
It started, I believe, the 17th of August.
Really?
Yeah.
And now, is that like Halloween Horror Nights? Like, it's an after-hour event kind of thing?
Yeah, and they only... What I like about Mickey's Not So Scary that they don't do for Halloween Horror Nights is there's a select number of tickets for the night.
Yeah.
So once they're sold out, they're sold out.
And that's like, really cool.
When you go, yeah, it's busy. Yeah. But it's not even, like, at capacity. Like, it's not...
It's not a normal Disney day.
Yeah.
Like, it's busy, but it's not a normal Disney day.
Exactly. Like, it's the only times that we've been able to get on, like, the Dwarves Mine Train and stuff like that. Like,
okay.
I can't even get Fast Passes for that normally.
Oh, okay.
So, like, that's the only, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you go around and trick-or-treat, and there's a special parade and special fireworks and that kind of stuff.
Huh.
It's really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that, someone else that I listened to, they, like, took their kid there and, like, weighed the candy when they got home, and it was, like, 9 pounds of candy they got from there. Is it just within the stores, or are they, like, out in the streets just, like, handing out candy? Or...
It depends. Yeah, like, some spaces, like, they have the big balloon-type things to show you where to go for candy, but, like, you, like, walk through the Enchanted Tiki Room, and there's a candy store or candy thing there.
Like a kiosk, almost.
And you can literally go through as many times as you want.
Really?
Yeah, like, there's no limit, there's no, like, you're paying for the party, so there's no limit, there's no, like, we've seen you twice before, like, nothing like that, so.
That's crazy.
Yeah, even when, depending on who sponsors the event, like, a couple years ago it was Peeps, on the way you get, like, Peeps.
Really?
Yeah, so there's even people, like, when they're waving goodbye, like, here's more candy, take it with you, go.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like, there's...
Do you just, like, bring a bag kind of thing?
They give you a bag.
They do give
you
a
bag. You can, there's kids, yeah, like, there's kids with, like, regular candy buckets and stuff, but they give you, like, a bag. I think I have my bags from every year that we've been.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That does sound super awesome. Does Disneyland do the same kind of thing?
Yeah, they do Mickey's... Ours is Mickey's Not So Scary, and theirs is Mickey's Halloween Party.
Uh-huh.
The problem with Mickey's Halloween Party, I've heard, I've never been, is there's no capacity limit.
Oh.
So there could literally be the same amount of people that would be there during the day at a max capacity that's paid to go to this party.
Oh.
And from what I know, it's a much smaller park. So,
yeah, I would think so. Universal out there is, like, it's big, but mountains take up a lot of space.
Yeah.
Like, and hills and stuff take up a lot of space.
Yeah.
So, you can't really put things when it's not a flat surface.
No, but, like I said.
Is it just in the Magic Kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only park that does it.
Yeah.
I guess so that they can do the parade and everything like
that. Yeah, I get that. I just didn't know if there was, like, any kind of overflow or, like...
No.
You can go here, you can go there.
Yeah, and they've got, like, special character meets and stuff that you can't usually get during the day. Like, a lot of villains that are out, that are not normally out. And then I think it's that party or it's the Christmas party. I'm pretty sure it's the Halloween party where you can meet Snow White and all seven dwarves.
Oh, really?
Which is something that they don't do. Like, so, yeah. I think the most you can meet is, like, Dopey, and he's very rarely out.
Yeah.
He's part of the they're part of the parade, but...
Yeah.
Like, no, Disney. They're not stopping to take pictures.
Yeah, Disney definitely knows how to, like, make it feel special for what you've paid for.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, exclusive. Regardless if it's just like, oh, you know, it's during this season, you get this specific little thing that's only right now or this or that.
Yeah,
that's
well, we're cool. Actually, the Disney cruise that me and Preston are going on is the Halloween on the High Seas cruise.
Yeah.
So, like, it's completely themed. It's all decorated. That's so cool. Yeah, all the characters are in their costumes. There's costume parties. There's trick-or-treating. Like,
that's insane.
Yeah, I'm very, very,
that's going to be excited. So cool.
Apparently, there's, like, a spooky tree in the atrium when you first walk in. And over the course of the cruise, it grows pumpkins. Like, grows jack-o'-lanterns. And there's people who have said that they've waited up to see it go from a bare tree.
Change it,
and
or...
nobody's ever seen it. It just happens. Like, I guess they wait, or whatever. But it grows jack-o'-lanterns by the time, like, the last night to celebrate. I guess, like, there's a party or formal night or something on the last night. So, to celebrate, it's like, the tree has finally bloomed, so...
So it's safe to say Disney's part of the Illuminati because that's like the video clip of like Aurora's dress.
Stop! I know.
Like how? But how? But seriously, how?
I don't understand.
Disney, message us.
Right? Please let us know how you make
just
this
how.
Change. And she spins, and it's so and it fluid. Goes from it's pink to purple to blue.
Blue. I know.
Like it's not like boom, boom. It's
I know.
Gradual, like, oh, it's crazy. If you haven't seen it, you need to YouTube Google Aurora's Disneyland dress.
Yeah.
Color changing, because it goes from pink to blue, but it, like...
But with the color gradient.
Yeah.
Like
it, like, morphs into the other color. It doesn't just, like, boom, boom. Like, it just...
Oh,
it's
my
crazy.
God.
And she's twirling. So
yeah.
So, as she's twirling, the color is changing. It's insane. And it doesn't look like it's lights or anything.
Like, it does
it
not look like
it's
lights.
It is the material that's
well,
moving.
And you figure that if it's... I mean, it has to be, like, again, the most, like, only Disney can afford this scientific research, thin microfiber lighting.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that she
has
this, like,
she
doesn't look bulky.
No.
Like, the dress looks like a totally normal dress.
Mm-hmm.
It flows, too. It's not, like, stiff, like, oh, that's lights. Or,
yeah, exactly. Because, like, I know Unique Vintage
Disney,
stuff,
this is
like, sells light-up skirts. It's not like that at all.
No.
It's insane.
I don't understand how they do it.
It must be
Walt's, like, Nazi power that he has.
Right.
Or, like, the head knows all, because we all know that's frozen somewhere.
Yeah. He's giving them the insight.
It's got to be something. That is so crazy.
One.
And the pumpkin thing is just weird. How do you watch it all? Like, so people have seen it, just like.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited to see it. It's our first Disney cruise and the first time the Hollow, obviously. We haven't been on one, so we want to do the Halloween.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm so excited.
That is
like,
so cool.
Disneyland or Disney World doesn't have anything like that. Like, they reserve some of the things specifically for the Halloween cruise.
Yes.
So I'm really excited for that.
No, yeah, and that just goes back to, like, what I said, is they are extremely good about specific things.
Mm-hmm.
Like... They're really cool to show off, but they only do it for specific things that are going on.
Yeah,
they
don't
could have a hatching tree or
mm-hmm.
the dress thing everywhere.
Yeah.
Because it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So let's have it everywhere.
They don't
even have
it in all their parks.
Exactly.
Like, that's, I think the video of, Aurora is from California.
I'm pretty sure that
I could be wrong, but, you know, but then you think about it and it's like, you would think, okay, well, Magic Kingdom is the bigger park. Why not have it there? And, like... But they just want it to be special. They want people to be like, I want to go to California to
exactly.
Disneyland.
It is. It's insane. They are the mega power, especially here in Florida. They're their mega power.
Yeah.
I totally get it. I definitely like Universal around the Halloween season, and just Universal in general a little bit more than Disney. But I think it's because Disney's slightly scary, and now hearing about the tree thing is even scarier.
Right.
Like, what is the? Who are you paying?
I don't know. They just...
They sold their soul. Someone sold their soul. Or multiple people did.
I'm sure that Disney has technology that people haven't even... Even people like Elon Musk and stuff haven't even thought about yet. Like, I don't know how they do it, but keep it up.
Yeah, it's insane. It is extremely impressive. But, yeah, so being in Florida, we actually have, like, a ton of outlets for, like, Halloween stuff,
mm-hmm.
Which is pretty cool. We do like to indulge in the touristy aspects of it. It's really fun. It is.
Well, really, because we don't get the changing leaves and stuff. We don't get, like, that fall feeling.
We need it, like, so, something pumping through our blood, like, all the time to feel like fall. Because, honestly, it doesn't really much change from the 90 degrees.
No.
Like, the humidity goes down, so if it says it's 85, it is at least 85 and not 105. Yeah. But we don't get much. So, we do like indulging in the theme parks and everything like that, but we do have to search out, like, normal kind of fall things, too. So, that can get a little tricky, but it's nice to have the Disney thing, because, like you said, that's already started. And do they go up until November, like, Universal
Yeah, I think it's November 12th.
Oh, shit. So, they go for a while.
Yeah.
All right.
And then it switches over one night from Halloween to Christmas, and then that's it.
That's what that guy in the other podcast said. He was like, it was really weird to be, like, in trick-or-treat town, and the next morning, there's fake snow on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, Disney's insane. But, I think it's, what, the 13th or something, Universal starts?
Yeah.
Halloween Horror Nights. They've got, they do, like, a host thing. So, Stranger Things is, like, their overall theme. So, that's gonna be plastered on, like, literally everything. I think it's a scare zone.
It's both.
Is it a house or a scare zone?
As far as I know.
The house is gonna be kind of weird then.
Yeah, well, I
like, most everything takes place outside.
Well, what I thought that they would do with the house is make it, like, the scare zone is outside, either in Hawkins or...
It's probably going to be the upside down outside.
Well, what I think is going to happen, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But it's going to, I feel like it's going to graduate. Like,
okay.
You're going to walk into the scare zone and it's going to be, like, Hawkins.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go through, like fog thing. Or something. Yeah. And then it'll be
It'll be interesting. Down. There's a lot of stuff in that show to be able to take from. So it is kind of exciting because, like, to be honest, I swear to God, I think Universal killed The Walking Dead for me. Like, going out to Halloween Horror Nights was, like, super boring.
Year. I think this is the first year in, like,
five or six years. Like, there is only so much you can do with zombies. Like, literally, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
They're not scary.
No. Well, and, like, The Walking Dead isn't even about the zombies really anymore.
No, and that's fine. Like, I totally get that, but that's what they're focusing on at Universal.
Well, that's what I mean. It's so, like, they've
I'm not watching the show for the zombies anymore. I'm watching the show because I'm worried about this character or what's happening here, development kind of thing. So boring. It's so boring. So, Stranger Things, even though everybody got in the train really quick, is exciting because it is a change of pace.
Yeah.
And it is a way creepier show. There's a lot of visual cues. There's going to be, the sets should be super cool because Universal's actually really good about sets.
Yeah.
At least in Florida, they're really good about sets. Sometimes their costuming's not so great.
No.
They don't take the time.
But you have to think about the amount of people that they're trying to get out.
And I totally get that.
And there's two casts and, like, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So their costuming sometimes isn't that great. And that's kind of, like, the switch when I went out to Universal at, or Halloween Horror Nights at Universal in California, is they're, like, super dedicated to the actual acting and the makeup and all that stuff. Like, they were really dedicated to that. Again, starving actors, though.
Yeah.
So they all think they're going to get their break.
Exactly.
So I got to say, they tried really hard. So it was kind of cool because you walk through a house and they, like, it is their job to scare you. So that was fun. The houses and the building and stuff was, like, up to par, but I feel like the Universal here, like, really puts their heart and soul into the houses themselves, and then they have nothing they can control of the characters. So there's, like, 7 or 8 houses, and then 5 scare zones, usually,
yeah,
4 or 5. They've gotten bigger,
where they put them,
actually, so.
Well, it used to be where a scare zone was in a very
dedicated,
dedicated specific spot, and then you had quite a bit of walking to get to the next scare zone. Whereas it feels like nowadays the scare zones kind of bled to, like, to where there's no safe part in the
park. That's what it feels like. But again, that could be the zombie thing too.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, like, literally everything's zombies.
They lumbered around.
Yeah, so it was frustrating. But
I do think that for the Stranger Things house, I feel like the scare zone is going to be, like I said, Hawkins and the upside down. But it's going to be the lab and the buyer's house.
Oh, yeah. They're going to do the Christmas lights.
Yeah. So, I'm really excited.
I am excited about that one, actually, because I have not went in the Walking Dead house in literally the 5 or 6 years. I don't care. There's nothing you can show me. There's nothing. It's
other
zombies.
Other than screaming in my ear.
That's it.
It's not going to scare me.
No.
Like, zombies, that's one thing that I just
They're not.
28 Days Later zombies, yeah. Scare the shit out
of
me.
Oh, yeah, infected. Yeah. Outbreak zombies are totally...
But
outbreak zombies are totally scarier.
Walking Dead lumbering, decomposing bodies, like...
It's not.
It's... I think it's... And it's very, very, very overplayed. Like, at Halloween Horror Nights, specifically.
Yeah, so this year is actually a really exciting change of pace, because we haven't actually gotten tickets over the last few years, or, like, super cared to. Killer Clowns from Outer Space is a scare zone, which is so exciting. Mm-hmm. They're kind of doing, like, this 80s retrospect.
Yeah, well,
which
even...
is really cool.
They're specifically doing Halloween 4.
Yes!
So, like, not just Halloween
no,
with Michael Myers.
No, it's not Halloween with Michael Myers.
Specifically Halloween 4.
Specifically Halloween 4, which is, like, the craziest thing ever.
I know. I just... Like, I'm excited. No, that's one of my favorites, but...
And I like the change of pace.
I don't understand... Who does that? Well, and I think it's because that one... It's, like, an 80s one...
And I'm sure the rights to that one,
yeah,
easy to get. So they're probably going to have some pretty good licensing stuff there because
it's cheap.
Yeah, you can probably they can probably buy like a section of that pretty easy.
Yeah,
but it is exciting.
I do think that they're trying to stick with the 80s because even though Stranger Things is a modern one, obviously we all know it's set in the
80s. Oh, yeah, but it's set in the 80s.
Then you have the Halloween 4 that's set in the 80s, Killer Clowns from Outer Space,
yep, Chucky,
Poltergeist.
Two,
oh yeah,
I
don't know.
No,
I don't.
I couldn't remember. I don't know. It might. The Halloween 4 thing really threw me off.
Yeah.
So it probably isn't two.
But either way, it's still 80s.
Yeah, it's still 80s. I think the only thing that's not 80s is Trick or Treat.
Yeah, and even then, that has like
the school bus thing though.
Yeah, and it has a very like nostalgic feeling to it.
It does
because like there's no cell phones. There's no I'm sorry. There's no laptops or internet or
anything
like that.
It's hard to tell when it takes place, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a very timeless movie in the sense that I'm pretty sure there are cell phones in it, but it's not like everybody's on their cell phone constantly.
The women, the werewolves do.
Okay, yeah.
Because she calls her sister. Oh, yeah, uh-huh. So there's cell phones in it, yes. The majority of the story of Trick or Treat, though, like the heart and soul of it at the end of it, is the 80s.
Yeah.
So, but I'm fine with them leaking that in.
Yeah, no, for sure. Because
Trick or Treat is amazing.
Yeah.
So it's super exciting. This year is actually going to be, like, phenomenal. Just because, like...
There isn't one... Even their own original houses this year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They do have a few. I love their original houses. Yeah. Those are my favorites.
Well, that's what I used to wait up for, like, August 31st when... Or how, yeah. Whatever time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was, like, midnight, and it would, like, the website would come
refresh,
up.
Refresh, yeah. Refresh, refresh.
And it was to see what their original houses are. I can't quite remember all of the original houses from this year, but I know neither. One of them is the Outbreak one.
Yeah, they usually have the Outbreak one.
But this time, ooh. Apparently, what it is completely pitch black.
Oh, God.
With, like, a horde of zombies around you.
Uh-huh.
And a strobe light. But a strobe light in the sense of, like, every, like a camera flash.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, a boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
Like, dancing one.
Yeah. It's gonna be a... Every so often, every, say, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds,
yeah.
You get a flash of light to see what's around you, and then it's pitch black again. So, I think that that's a really cool concept.
Oh, yeah, and they have a Blumhouse house.
Oh, yeah! Happy
what
Death
the heck
Day.
Is going what on was, with
oh,
that?
And the first purge. Like, I don't...
I love, by the way, Happy Death Day.
Fantastic.
Freaking phenomenal movie. That is the funnest movie almost
in
ever.
In a very long time.
Like... I thought it was going to, I was super, honestly, probably like 90% of you, like, you got 50 Cent in the trailer, I'm going to probably listen to you.
Yeah. I was
like, it's going
to
happen.
It was very disappointing that they paid for the rights to that song
it's
in
weird,
the trailer,
right?
And then didn't pay for the rights to be in the fucking movie.
But the movie is so good.
It is very, very,
it is
very,
somehow,
very
like, one of the most enjoyable movies ever, mm-hmm. like...
Well, she's a badass, and, like, she actually actively, you get those few days where she keeps waking up, and she's like... Oh my God, this is my life now. And she kind of breaks down. And then it's like, no, fuck it. This is my life now.
Yeah.
I have to make the most, the most of every day.
I mean, like, usually you can see, like, a bunch of stuff. I can usually see it coming from a mile away kind of thing. Everybody was pretty questionable. Didn't expect the one.
I called it. Yeah.
I've heard, like, the 50-50 on it. I thought they did a pretty good job.
No,
like,
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
even,
it was kind of cool.
Yeah, even from when I did call it. I still very
or
much
the reveal
the
or
movie.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah, that movie is so fun. So anyhow, like I was really excited to see that.
When it's a creepy mask, and it almost reminds me of the Valentine mask. like the Cupid.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
oh,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Like in a li- in a, like a more
another
doll,
Oscar
it's like a doll
worthy
like,
movie.
Oh yeah, fantastic.
I love Valentine.
David
so,
Boreanaz.
I know. They have Carnival Graveyard, which is really, it sounds really cool. Dead Exposure, Scary Tales.
Oh, yes!
I know, I'm so excited because I love when they do like yeah. fairy tale stuff.
My
there.
Favorite
Universal
house.
Does the yeah. best scary tale kind of.
My
things.
Favorite house ever is a Scary Tales 2.
Yes.
And that was when I was in 8th grade.
Okay.
And it was me, Danielle, Derek, and Lindsay went.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple other people. Oh, and Kyle. And we walk through, and there's this, like, giant bunny, like, stuffed animal.
Oh.
Laying there with, like, a stab wound and, like, blood everywhere all over the costume.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, the Easter Bunny, like, mascot
yeah,
costume.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, I walk by it, and I'm expecting it to move, and it doesn't.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, okay. Like, it's just a creepy-looking stuffed animal. 5 seconds after that thought crosses my mind, and I'm past the bunny, I get rammed in the back like a fucking freight train because it stood up and Derek and Kyle are behind me screaming, oh my god, the bunny's alive, like freaking out. And like literally like I couldn't go any further, but they kept pushing me.
That is the one thing about these houses, like it's probably a 10-12 second delay
mm-hmm.
on when they scare you and
well,
stuff.
Because they don't want everybody to know that
it's not
coming.
Yeah, so the timing is really good. Now if you move slow enough you can see things for a little bit, and I'm one of those people because I absolutely love seeing the animatronics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I usually get the please move along. But
keep it moving.
Yeah, because they have like people throughout these houses like ushering you through. But yeah, I gotta say, Halloween Horror Nights, like they are phenomenal at their like twisted fairy tale,
mm-hmm.
Mother Goose Gone Wrong kind of stuff. So yeah, this is the Wicked Witch of the West has cursed the land of the fairies, twisting beloved stories beyond recognition.
Whoop, whoop.
I'm super excited about that.
Well, and when they did Wizard of Oz before, they
yes.
had the flying monkeys
yes.
jumping across.
Oh, yeah,
was
that
really
was super.
Cool.
Seeds of Extinction, Slaughter Cinema. I'm super excited about that. Showtime at the local drive-in, where
oh.
you don't just catch a movie, the movie catches you.
I must have missed that one.
I'm really excited about that. So that's what's going on with the houses there. Those are actually houses. The Scare Zones or Revenge of Chucky, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, which is so exciting to me. The Harvest, an old barn holds horrors from each house, which is cool. Foul creatures lurk between the hay bales.
That sounds like an invitation for chainsaws, but whatever.
That's probably going to be, yeah. Twisted Tradition, ancient evil has been reawakened and transformed Halloween into abomination. Vamp 85.
Oh, yay!
I'm super excited about this. As the ball drops in New York City, this New Year's bash is about to bite, literally. So anything retro is just, like, so much fun to
hell
me.
Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5 scare zones this year. And then the normal stuff is open.
So Stranger Things isn't a scare zone?
Stranger Things is not a scare zone.
So
it's a
just
house.
Just a house. Okay.
Yeah. Halloween 4 is just so weird to me.
I know.
But it is the return of Michael Myers.
Yeah, well, and it's
so,
like Jamie when, like,
yeah.
we've talked about it before
yeah.
on the first episode.
So, I don't know. I'm super excited about this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that they have, like, really good stuff for sale.
Well, it's really the first year in about 6 years that I even want to go.
Yeah, period.
Yeah.
No, this is the first year that I'm like, actually excited about, like, almost all the houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I say almost just because I haven't read through everything, but
yeah,
all,
they
like,
all sound amazing.
I'm so excited. And
even I, like, I'm a big wimp, and even I'm like, I'm gonna fucking keep my eyes open for these
yeah,
houses.
I wanna see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanna
like,
see
I'll
it.
Be careful, but I wanna see it.
Yeah.
No, I'm definitely, like, there's a few in there I'm so stoked about, and I'm ready to go through 2 or 3 times, because
yeah.
I'm just so, I'm stoked. And it's a really cool atmosphere. The one thing that I liked about Universal out in California is there's no drinking. So, nothing's rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's pretty chill.
Yeah.
So, that was nice, because they recognize the fact, they're like, no one can control themselves, so.
No, they cannot.
But here, it's Florida. They want everybody to spend as much money as possible
mm-hmm.
and do whatever they want.
$18 drinks at Flash.
Yeah. So, it gets pretty packed. it's not too bad when you know how to maneuver around there, and we are veterans, mm-hmm. basically, at Universal.
We know where to go, where to cut through.
Exactly.
All that kind of stuff.
Usually, like, where it's not going to be the busiest, and also knowing, like, we just know, like, where they are, like, houses are in particular anyhow, mm-hmm. and the easiest way to get to each of them.
Yeah, and which ones will go... Like,
yeah.
Like, Stranger Things, I'm sure we'll have, like, an 80-minute wait.
It's gonna be insane. So if
that's the first house we go to, and we don't do it the rest of the night, that's okay.
Exactly. And also just, like, what days throughout the month are the best ones to go to, too. Mm-hmm. The closer it gets to Halloween, it actually dies off, oddly enough.
I guess because it gets more expensive. But if you buy the Frequent Fear Pass, it's the one price for the whole time.
Yeah, for, like, 13 nights or 15 nights or something like that.
We're going to get the one with Friday, so we can go Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. And at the end, towards Halloween, they add Wednesdays, too.
Yeah, and sometimes if business isn't booming as much as they want, they will throw in free fucking nights.
They'll let you go any night you want to go. So.
It's really a good deal.
Yeah.
So I'm super, 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 super stoked about Halloween Horror Nights. I have not looked at Hallow Scream at all.
No, I'm not. It's
I like
bad,
it,
but like I am such a baby about driving.
Yeah,
and for me to have to drive an hour and 15 minutes to go to Hallow Scream, I'll take it or leave it.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of the same way. I like it just because it is like a good one night thing because the park is so spread out. Mm-hmm. The lines are insanely short, like insanely short. So you can get through every single house and every single show there with time to spare if you get there when the gates open.
Yeah.
And that's happened to me literally every time that I've went there. Mm-hmm. It's usually, like, rip-off houses from the years before. It is not as good. They're not as scary, and they're not as, like, threatening as, like, Halloween Horror Nights and stuff. They really like their strobe lights and smoke and just poundy noises. Mm-hmm. But it's super fun. It is fun. And as far as, like, being able to do everything in one night, where, like, I would never risk Halloween Horror Nights in one night.
No.
Like, ever. It's just not possible.
Well, you'd have to be there from open to close on a 2 a.m. night.
Yeah, like...
And maybe buy an express pass.
Yeah, exactly. So, Hallow Scream, if you ever just want to, like, have a full... Feel like you got your money's worth, have a full night experience at Busch Gardens, it's your best bet. Because you can. Like, you literally, absolutely no problem, can get everything done. And shows included, if you time those out right.
Yeah.
So, that's exciting. So, we have 3 attraction things, actually, that are here that you can go to for multiple nights and stuff. Universal goes until, like, November 1st or 2nd. Whatever the first, you know, it's Halloween, and then whatever comes after that, normal days, they work
up until
that point.
They usually do, like, the weekend after.
Yeah, so I think Halloween's on, like, a Wednesday this year. Mm-hmm. So it goes up until that Sunday, November 4th or whatever. Hallow Scream kind of follows suit with Universal.
Yeah, and they start later.
Like, they start a little bit later.
Yeah, they start, I think they do it, like, the last weekend of September through October. Which I get it, because they've got to pay a lot more actors.
Yes.
Like, it's like a bigger budget kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I know that there's some, like, random haunted houses here. I don't think Shallow Grave's doing their thing this year, but Shallow Grave is in Florida, and there's a asylum thing in Jacksonville, and I know of those two that get going, and then Old Town has their Mortem Manor thing.
Yeah,
I've literally never even walked in there.
No, I remember when I was a kid, my brother and my god sisters were here, and me and the youngest god sister, who's older than me, waited outside, and Paul, like my brother, and the rest of them went into the house, and then after they came out, mm-hmm. the guy who worked there followed us around the whole of Old Town.
Really?
Yeah, would not leave us alone.
Really?
Yeah, it was very... This was back...
God, that's forever ago.
Yeah, like 15...
Yeah.
Probably 20 years now.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, like, what the fuck is happening?
That's weird.
It was that...
It closed down for a really long time, and then Mortem Manor opened up in the last 3 years.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Like, it was funny, and then it was not.
Not funny. Like, don't you have a job, sir?
Exactly.
Who is watching this place?
What are you doing?
Like
I know
we're
you're
trying
the only
to buy
one
fancy
running
soaps.
Around in there.
Yeah.
Right.
That's weird.
I'm trying to buy my black market mineral stuff. Go away.
That is so strange. Yeah, we do have some pretty good haunts around here. We've actually found, like, a couple,
festival things, I guess. Mm-hmm. We like the corn mazes.
Yeah, there's a petrified forest in Altamont Springs.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like an actual petrified forest, but they
put
characters in it.
I'm excited. We're super excited about spooky season around here, and it's getting started pretty soon. September 1st is the official. Like, I expect spooky shit all the time.
We're here. We're there. But...
yeah. Like, September 1st is, I feel like, the national, like, Halloween starts September 1st to me.
Yeah.
Period.
Well, Christmas gets, like, a month and a half. I don't see why...
They get all year. It's ridiculous. Basically.
Well, Hobby Lobby's already got Christmas stuff up.
Yeah. No, so it's absolutely ridiculous. So I am starting Halloween on September 1st, like, officially. But yeah. So that's our what's going on in Florida for haunted attractions kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about some movies coming out pretty soon.
Yeah.
Or in the running.
Well, we've got Halloween, the new one.
Yes.
Which we've talked about on the first episode, so we don't have to dwell on that, but... I'm very excited about that.
I am too. I'm interested to see what they do with it.
Yeah. I'm mad. I'm a little over my madness of them keeping it where Laurie and Michael are not brother and sister.
Yeah. I'm wondering if they're going to switch that around, though. Like, I have, like, maybe a serious feeling for it to be like, that's just a rumor. But it's like, the rumors are true.
Yeah. You know, like. But he really is my brother.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I feel like that's something that they just put in there to, like literally just piss people off.
Yeah. Because, it's annoying.
Yeah.
It's like, why has he been in this asylum for 40 years and trying to get to Lori if there's really no reason for it other than the fact that she got away, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It makes it a little less, like, intimidating,
I think. Exactly.
And then The Nun comes out on September 7th. I am...
Are you stoked?
Fucking excited about this movie. Yeah.
I like the James Wan, like, universe movies kind of thing. I know another podcast calls it the Wannaverse. I am excited about The Nun. I liked The Crooked Man more, so I'm, like, reserved on The Nun, but I am excited about the story, and I think it's really cool that they got her sister to...
Yeah.
Like, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Since there's, like, a 40-year difference. Which is crazy to me.
Well, and I think that they found their footing, because The Conjuring is phenomenal. That's definitely one of my more recent favorite horror movies.
Yeah.
We watched it again the other night, and I want to say I haven't watched it in maybe 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And I found myself jumping.
Okay.
Because it's... You know, there's so much packed into the movie that you kind of forget all of the little things that are going to jump out and scare you.
Oh, for sure.
They're not technically jumping out, but you know what I mean. No,
yeah.
And I loved it. Like, it's very rare for us to watch a movie at home and I don't pick up my phone.
Yeah.
And I was able to watch The Conjuring and not pick up my phone.
I do. I still do enjoy watching The Conjuring a lot. And, like, the Insidious, the first Insidious movie, like, scared the living shit out of me when I saw it in theaters. And The Conjuring, really, it started to get under my skin, too.
Yeah. Conjuring 2, I screamed even a couple of times.
Like, yeah, Conjuring 2, I think, is pretty fun. It's a little long in the tooth. Like, it's...
Well, I feel like same with The Shining, could cut down a few of them.
Oh, yeah.
They don't need to show every haunt.
It was a little bit like, she's haunted, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I got that, like, four of the same scares before.
But I feel like...
But whatever. There is so much tension with, like, that stupid tent that she let her children have.
The,
like,
teepee thing?
No, that thing needed... Yeah, that needed to be knocked down.
Yeah. But so, I feel like after The Conjuring, like, they did such a good job with it, and then they did Annabelle, and Annabelle was very much a disappointment.
Annabelle is so bad.
I was so excited for it, and it was like, what the
fuck? Annabelle had cardboard acting and a cardboard story, and the freaking Raggedy Ann doll is terrifying, so why?
I don't...
Why does she look like that? Why is it like, look at this spooky doll?
I guess because it's better.
Like, I guess so, but it just...
You know, it's more visually like, oh, definitely
like
haunted.
A Chucky.
Yeah.
It's stupid, because the original Raggedy, or the original Annabelle doll, is terrifying, because it's a normal-looking Raggedy Ann
doll. Well, and it's a giant fucking Raggedy
Ann. And it's giant. So, that's stupid.
But I do think that they found their footing with Annabelle Creation.
Really? I hate that movie.
Really? I liked it a lot. I think that was really good.
Yeah.
Like, I liked, like, when they break their hands and, like, that kind of stuff. Like, I think it's good. I think compared to Annabelle, like, they...
There was more in it compared to Annabelle, for sure.
Yeah, one, I feel like they... Because there's a lot of plot holes between The Conjuring and Annabelle.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, so why is this happening? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it always annoyed me that in in Annabelle, the priest talks about how he called a couple from the East Coast, which we know is Ed and Lorraine Warren. About the doll, but then when in The Conjuring, when they go to see the girls in the apartment, in the very beginning of it, they've never heard of this before.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's like, okay, so did the priest call, or he didn't, or they just didn't hear it,
I think that's a lot of, like, filmmakers and people in suits just not paying attention.
And I hate that. Well, it's like the Paranormal Activity series. There's so many fucking plot holes.
It is. And it's like, this should be your baby. Because, like, you watch movies from the 80s and stuff like that, and there's plot holes, but, like, the, a lot of the ones that try and create these universes with Insidiouses and Conjurings and Annabelles, and now we're going on to The Nun, they should care.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to create a universe of intertwining stories, one fucking guy. Yeah. Like, one guy just to be like, eh, no, see this, like, that kind of thing. So,
well, really, you know, the first 10, 15 minutes of The Conjuring where they're at the nurse's house and they have Annabelle.
Yeah.
Technically, that doesn't have to be in the movie. So you know that he was thinking from that moment, we're going to have an Annabelle movie after this.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, so take that minute to fucking watch 15 minutes of footage to see what you said about the doll, what was happening. You know what I mean? Like, have it where it's like, oh, we heard about the doll from the priest, and then we never heard about it again until you guys called us.
Yeah, exactly.
Because obviously what happens is in Annabelle is that the priest dies, and then... The doll goes to the consignment shop. The mom of the nurse buys the doll, and that's how it gets to her in The Conjuring. Yeah. So just have it, oh, we thought that something had happened because the priest never got back to us about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or, I don't think the priest died, actually. But Annabelle disappeared. Oh, no, the lady jumped out of the window with Annabelle.
Yeah.
And she disappeared. The priest was just fucked up.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, just take that 15 minutes to see, it's literally 15 minutes of footage. See what you said about it.
Yeah, just one guy.
Like, they made it seem like Ed and Lorraine already knew about the doll, but then in The Conjuring, they don't.
Yeah.
And it's the first they've ever heard of this doll.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, but anyways, that's not what we're talking about.
I feel like they royally fucked up the whole Annabelle thing, and honestly, just starts from the doll. The first one is so plainly boring, and the second one, though there's stuff in it, like, I really disliked it just because there's so much just, like, that didn't make sense in it.
Well, like, there's a lot of plot holes again.
It's just, I feel like the Annabelle story is, like, it's so broken and wrecked. It's like, guys, just...
Well, now...
Let's count our losses. But The Nun, I'm super excited about, because that freaking thing is creepy, first of all.
Well, and really, the only thing we know about it is that it's a demonic nun, and it's Valak.
I mean,
that's it.
So, it's kind of exciting.
Yeah, they didn't give it a back, like, in the first Conjuring where they, like, give you the whole backstory on Bathsheba.
Yes.
Like, they didn't do that with the nun.
No.
Or the demon.
No.
So
The Conjuring we saw, in The Conjuring we saw the nun, and then in Annabelle 2 you see a picture of her in the background.
Yeah.
Which is... Again, Annabelle 2 pissed me off. But that was another thing where it was like, oh, look, wink.
Yeah.
And nothing comes from it. So we get it. Like, it's a nun. We don't need to see a picture of nuns with the nun.
Yeah.
In the picture of the nuns. Like, it was just dumb stuff. But, it's freaking creepy. And I'm excited to see where they go. And I'm really excited that her little sister is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I feel like has a little bit more heart behind it.
Yeah.
I still really hope that they do a Crooked Man movie and keep going. I think this is a tester.
Yeah.
Just because there's probably more to do with the nun that stays within the Wannaverse, like...
Well, they want to keep branching out.
Yeah. So, I'm hoping the Crooked Man comes from it, though I know the nun has, like, a little bit, like, an easier tie-in to everything, and the Crooked Man feels like it's gonna have to be a... almost like an Annabelle. It's gonna be a... haunted object.
Yeah.
Henceforth, Crooked Man.
I was like, I was excited because, like, it's, like, they show the room in Ed and Lorraine's house. I thought it was gonna be, okay, this is this thing on their shelf, and this is the story of that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was way... It's fine that that's not the case, but...
Yeah.
One thing that I just thought about is the newest trailer for The Nun they interview, like, the producer and James Wan and, like, a couple of other people, and they give you, like, the timeline of what's happened.
Yeah.
Like, The Conjuring's in 1971, The Conjuring 2's 1977, I think, something like that.
Yes.
Annabelle's supposed to be 1970.
Yeah.
Annabelle Creation's, like, 1940 or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, The Nun is supposed to be, I believe it's 1958 or 1959.
Okay.
I know that this is not true to life.
Yeah.
But what if they use Tessa Farmiga?
Uh-huh.
Because it's Lorraine.
Yeah.
When she's young.
That's what I figured.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought.
I never thought about that.
Oh, no. I haven't watched the trailer, but just knowing that she was in it, I figured because
Because she's playing a nun.
Yeah.
Is the, like, I just didn't know if that was going to be something that they did because I know that they try to keep it, like, their real stories.
You know what I mean? I mean, Ed and Lorraine were a questionable sham, but I figured that that's what they were going to do, is, like, try to, like, branch out so they could actually, like, okay, so we kind of did, like, quote-unquote her real story, but maybe we can make a little back...
Yeah.
Something a little bit more exciting than...
Well, where she decided... This is why she... Yeah, this is why she decided to... go into what she, or learn that she was clairvoyant or whatever. So The Nun, we're excited about that.
Yeah, super excited about that.
I'm excited about Goosebumps Haunted Halloween.
Goosebumps is going to be out in October, which is super excited. I've heard, like, a lot of buzz about this Hellfest movie, which is, like,
a gathering
of horror movie people.
Where they go to a carnival.
It's like, it's like a horror movie themed carnival, but I've seen, like, a bunch of buzz on it, and I know that it was at the Popcorn Frights Film Festival that just happened, like, in south towards Miami, or in Fort Lauderdale.
I wanted to go, but it's so far away.
It is pretty far away, and it was a weird setup when I actually, like, looked at tickets, because I was gonna try and go there for, like, a night, but it's getting a ton of buzz right now. Also, The Predator. I love the Predator series. Like, I freaking love those dumb sci-fi movies.
Yeah.
AVP was super fun.
Yeah, I think that's the only one I've ever seen.
They're great. Like, they're just, like, really stupid action-y, like, fun to me. So, I'm excited about The Predator.
Well, and it's, like, the last trailer I saw, it's, like, an advanced Predator. Like, there's the Predators that we've seen, and then there's this, like, super Predator.
So, the one thing that I heard, which is kind of exciting, because, so, in Predator, like, the actual original Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger and stuff like that, he was the only one that was able to kill a Predator. Like, he's the only human being that's been able to kill one. So, some of the rumor is that, like, his DNA is mixed with this thing.
That would be pretty cool.
Arnie Predator.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's, like, really stupid. Like a Terminator
Predator, basically.
Yeah, like, it's just planned, stupid fun, and this looks like freaking, and it's got Key in it.
From Key and Peele. I love him.
Like, I think it's gonna be super fun, so I'm super excited about that, and like you said, there's another Lizzie movie coming out, too.
Oh, that looks really good.
Yeah.
I was a little pissed off, because I know Christina Ricci did it not too long ago. I know it was a Lifetime movie,
but... Oh, God, no, abort. Kristen Stewart's in it.
But it's really good.
Oh, Chloe Sevigny's Lizzie Borden, though.
Yeah. Well, and,
damn it, what do you do?
Kristen Stewart is, the maid.
Oh, Dennis O'Hare's in it.
Fuck, what's her name? Bridget? I think, something like that. It goes into the more
I see.
Theory that Lizzie and Bridget were having an affair together.
Yeah, I see that on the picture on the thing. It
looks really good. Like, the trailer is...
It's gonna be interesting. By far, it's gonna be interesting. I'm always up for a Lizzie Borden. Lizzie Borden story of some sort.
Well, like, Kristen Stewart... I feel like Twilight ruined her. Because there's a few movies that she's in...
Twilight ruins a lot of people's
that
lives.
I'm like, yeah, you never hear about Robert Pattinson anymore. Or Taylor Lautner.
I think he's dead. I think they're all dead.
Right. But, like, she's not that bad.
Yeah, I've heard
You know
that.
What I mean? Like, she's in, like, Adventureland she's good in. She's good in The Runaways, where she plays Joan Jett. Like, I think that it was just Twilight, like, sucked the soul out of all of them. You know what I mean? Where it was like... It's like in Ted... Where he's trying so hard to get fired.
Yeah.
That he's like, oh, your mom's a whore, whatever he says to his boss. And the boss is like, you got a promotion.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what Kristen Stewart was and Robert Pattinson. Of, like... Yeah, they were trying to get out of being in Twilight. And it was just like, they literally couldn't do anything wrong.
That's
and they
so just, funny.
It kept being like, billions upon billions of dollars worth of money for them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff, like, oh, the Suspiria remake, which I'm actually excited about, because I'm not, like, a huge, what the fuck is that guy's name? I'm not a huge, Dario Argento, Dario Argento fan. I know it's a classic, and, like, I respect it for that, but I'm actually really excited about, like, a remake, because Tilda Swinton is, like,
she freaks me out.
She's creepy. So right there, like, your movie's creepy.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to accomplish a lot, though. I don't know. His stuff is just a little outside of my league.
Well, it's very, like, it seems very, like, Lords of Salem type stuff to me.
Yeah.
Where it's very,
it's,
like,
more soul.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, actually his style.
Artsy.
It, like, is very artsy.
You know, which I can take or leave. I have to be in the mood for it. Like, yes. I know we've been talking about The Love Witch.
Uh-huh.
I've seen half of that movie.
Yeah.
Because it's so, like, it's all about, like, the, and I appreciate it, but it's all about, like, the colors, and it's about the cinematography, and it's about,
yes,
the still shots, and
yes,
that kind of stuff. And, like, the story kind of, I don't want to say it lacks, because it's a good movie, but it's one of those movies that's very, very slow. And I believe it's almost 3 hours, I could be wrong, but it's either almost 2 hours long or almost 3 hours long, and
but it feels like it's
4 hours. It's a climb. Yeah, like, it's definitely a hike.
Okay.
Type of movie. You know, like I said, I've seen half of it. I need to watch the rest of it. Because it's definitely up my alley. It's in the 60s. Like,
yeah.
She dressed like it's the 60s. It's a witch. It's in L.A. Like, she has the beautiful purple Victorian house.
Yes.
It's just, it's a lot.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, as horror fans, we get cravings. Mm-hmm. And we get tastes and things like that. And there's rare moments, like, for the first time, like, ever, watched The Exorcist maybe, like, 6 months ago, because I was in such a realm to be like, I can watch a old-ass movie right now and appreciate the shit out of it.
Yeah.
And I want to watch The Exorcist, because right at this moment, I don't care that there's no CGI or this or that.
Yeah.
I want to watch it, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Suspiria is the same way. Like, I've tried to watch it before, but I wasn't in the right mindset.
What is it? It's subtitled, right?
The original,
I thought it was in Italian. I could be wrong.
He's Italian.
Oh, maybe.
But
it's an
American girl that goes to a German dance academy.
I did. I don't know why I thought it was subtitled.
Most of his stuff is, they'll dub over it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But he's like the indie person of today, back then.
Mm-hmm.
Lighting, everything like that. So I think a remake's actually important.
And it looks good. The trailers look fantastic.
Tilda Swinton's freaking,
yeah, she's creepy.
Scary. There's, moving in towards, like, December and stuff, there's not, like, a ton that's, like, around. It's really hard to tell on some stuff if it's horror or not, because it's, like, so, I don't know, generic named.
Mm-hmm.
I am excited about Venom. I gotta say that.
Yeah.
I like Venom, though. Like, it's a personal thing. And then May of next year is Godzilla King of the Monsters, and I'm super excited about
that.
That
looks really good.
So, that's our monster movie.
Yeah.
Super stoked about.
Well, and that doesn't have anything to do with the other one, right? The newer
Godzilla? No, this is starting to branch out
into the different
world. Into, yeah, okay. Kind of.
Yeah, because I couldn't figure out if it had anything to do with the one with Bryan Cranston.
I don't think it's supposed to.
Okay.
I think it's, it's like their own way of trying to start the whole original, like, Japanese series where,
yeah,
it was like Godzilla versus Mothra and this and that.
Well, it's got all the Titans in it.
Yeah, so I think they're trying to start introducing that because there is supposed to be a Godzilla versus King Kong movie.
Yeah.
So,
did Skull Island do very well?
Is that the newest one?
Yeah.
That's the newest one?
Yeah. With Tom Hiddleston?
I'm not sure. I would think they made back their budget, but
yeah, I just don't really remember hearing much about it.
I loved
seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I freaking loved it. Like, I loved it. I watch it actually quite a bit. There's an Aladdin remake next year too.
Yeah, I don't watch it. It's live action.
Depends on Aladdin.
It's like some random guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know Preston will want to see it, because it's his favorite Disney movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Robin Williams
is, well, not, Will Smith is playing the genie, which I'm not very
happy
about.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, no. I'm sure he'll do a good job. Yeah. But it's Robin Williams as the genie.
Damn it.
And I get it. I get that they can't do anything about that. But
it's Disney. We just talked about a tree. Right?
That Where's the hologram?
Like, come on.
Manipulate his voice so that he can say the lines you want him to.
Hey, Aladdin.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, they can do all that shit. They can definitely do... They can, freaking figure something out.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Mrs. Doubtfire, that bitch.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know about that.
He's like a titan to go against, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a titan.
Yeah, but I think that Will Smith is an okay person to step in. Because he's so different from Robin Williams, but
he can
still be funny.
It's kind of like a Pennywise thing.
Yeah, where it's like, okay, like, I can see how this is working.
Skull Island made $566 million worldwide, and their budget was $185 million, so I think they're doing okay.
Yeah. I just didn't hear that much about it.
Yeah. That is strange. I don't, the live-action Disney stuff, it teeters in between creeping me the fuck out.
I liked Maleficent. I didn't watch mm-hmm. The Jungle Book.
No.
Because I was just like, I don't really particularly...
I watched The Jungle Book so much as a child for some reason, but I don't particularly like that movie.
No.
I think it was, like, one of the only VHSs I had.
I really like Baloo, like, the bear.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, I can remember thinking Mowgli was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So I was like, meh.
I remember thinking at a young age, isn't Mowgli supposed to be, like, 9 and he's looking at this girl like he wants to fuck her? Yeah. Isn't that weird? Like, that was just weird to me.
Yeah.
So,
I haven't
know.
Seen it in so long. I don't really remember it, other than
And the snake made me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, it was very, like, I don't know. It was a weird movie.
But I like the racist crows.
That's in Dumbo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, vultures. They had vultures
yeah,
in.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
But, yeah,
Dumbo's
so,
gonna be live.
I'm not watching that.
No, I'm not.
I have to watch it at home
near
when
that.
I cry. So, we'll leave you guys on the note of racist crows.
Yes. Think about that one.
Let us know what your plans are for Halloween, if you're going to be in Florida for Halloween Horror Nights.
And if your state has anything...
Yeah, anything
in
cool.
Like, yeah, like, that'd be super cool to know that you maybe have your own universal...
For sure, any kind of convention.
Yeah.
Oh, because we have Spooky Empire here, too,
oh,
which
yeah,
we can't talk about.
Oh, yeah,
But, yeah, so...
Let us know.
Talk to us on the interwebs. As usual, you can follow us on @TheGoreGhouls
yep.
on Instagram. We have Twitter and Facebook, but I'm going to go ahead and say I dropped the ball on that. So Instagram is where we are at.
Pretty focused. Don't we have an email, too?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No. Right. I'll have to look into that. I don't think we do, because I think it's set up under my email. But Instagram, yeah. You can DM us, you can comment, you can like, you can whatever. When we hit another 200 followers, we'll do another giveaway.
Yep.
Like we said before, congratulations to the Gore Score podcast for winning our giveaway this time.
Check them out, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Keep liking us.
But,
can't
yeah.
share us, I don't think, still.
I no,
can't figure
I don't
that
understand
out, so,
that.
Yeah.
But until next time, I'm Sam.
I'm Caitlin.
And see you next time. That sucked. Bye.
Bye.